Okay. I have tried to record this podcast no less than five times today. And I think I'm just going to go off the cuff for y'all because I think this is a conversation that is super, super meaningful as you are planning your 2026. Because not enough people are talking about this one thing that is truly such a foundational component to your year that if you don't actually fix it, if you don't navigate through it, nothing is going to change for you. You will not hit that next level of success. And for so many people, you know, and me included for so long, I literally thought level of success was something that was kind of hierarchical. So it's like, oh, my next level of success is the next title, the next comma on my check, the next zero, what have you. But there's another way to look at success, and that is a level of depth, understanding, and meaning. And I think this year in particular is a year that people are looking more for meaning than they are money or titles. And you can correct me in the comments if you think I'm wrong, but I've spoken to so many women this year, and this number one thing keeps coming up over and over and over again. And it's this sense of, I'm just not proud of who I am and how I'm showing up anymore. Now, if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. This is definitely one of those CEO to CEO conversations. This is a favorite conversation of mine because having been a toxic hustler and actually encourage people to do the same, I got to a place where I understood that you can't keep climbing vertically without creating additional depth. You can't keep scaling without meaning. And sometimes we get so focused on numbers and we get so focused on other things that we lose the meaning and, in essence, the sustainability in the process. You know, I started, I think many of you know that a little over a month ago, I started a coaching program. And it was a soft launch. And it was really exciting. I launched, the reason people soft launched is so that, you know, is so that they can learn. So they're not even just trying to test their product and their supposition. What they're trying to do is actually learn and ensure that, like, gosh, this is relevant stuff. I'm on the right track. People want this. This makes sense. How can I add to it? How can I layer onto it? So you don't really, if you're wise, you don't start something with an outcome in mind. You start something with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to learn and to listen. And I talked to several dozen women, and I've overall been super pleased with the outcome and also the early results that people are getting. And I would be the first to say, yes, 4 weeks of anything doesn't really prove a concept, although there are some really great stories coming out of the studio as we speak. But what was really clear to me is the number of women that I spoke to had some commonalities that I was like, it just made me stop. And it made me want to rethink what we were going to talk about today. Because if you've been following along, we should be in this weight loss, how to sell weight loss conversation. But this kind of tags onto it nicely. Because when I think about selling weight loss, I actually don't think about your product or your service. I think about the lives of the people you are going to change. I think about people who need to lose, for very valid health reasons, significant amounts or even little bits of weight. Weight loss, from a meaning standpoint for me, isn't about vanity. It's not. It's about having more energy for your kids. It's about showing up in a relationship and feeling your best. It's about being able to have sustained energy to get through your day and looking in the mirror and loving how you feel about yourself. So to me, you can't really sell weight loss without understanding meaning. And I mean, you can, but you're not going to be successful at it. If I'm being honest, you will sign people up. They won't stay. They won't stay because you won't be focused on the right things. So as many of you know, I think I said this already. I've recorded this so many times, I can't even remember. I started a coaching program a little over, yes, I did talk about this. I started a coaching program a little over a month. And what I noticed was there were women who were like, yes, I'm ready, let's join. And there were three different options. So there was a community foundational component, there was a small group leadership component, and then there was the, I need a lot of your specific time and executive and really more boutique coaching one-on-one stuff. And as I was talking to people, I noticed this pattern again and again from many very smart, capable, wise, and I would say extremely loyal women who were just really stuck in a place that I found really curious. What I saw was a lot of self-doubt, a lot of self-blame. You know, what I heard over and over again when I asked about their business was, I guess it's me, which really made me kind of sad because that's not true. That's not true. And that makes me sad because there's so many purpose-driven businesses out there that need really caring people to show up. And that's really where we're going off the rails. You cannot ask a bunch of really caring people to show up every day and do transactional sorts of tactics day in and day out. Because when meaning is unclear, everything feels heavy. Everything feels hard. So what I'm getting at is if you don't first reset your relationship with meaning, no strategy, no product, no pricing difference, no special is going to save you. Strategy only amplifies what already exists. And what I have seen is so many businesses move away from meaning to transaction, transaction, transaction. And for those of you in particular in entrepreneurial businesses or even in network marketing, where the whole thing hinges on meaning, I just want to say, make the switch now. Make the switch now. Get back to that core meaning of why the product or service exists. What is the purpose? What does it mean to you personally? And what does it mean to your customers? So when there's no meaning, what happens is the person disconnects emotionally from the business. And then that doesn't really fill their soul. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. It becomes transactional. And if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I feel like sales is the transference of inspiration. It's about transformation over transaction, and it's definitely purpose over profit. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't make money. I'm just saying you might be taking the wrong dang route, and now is the time to make that change. When you're stuck in transaction mode, you start to think things like, I should post more, or I need to explain things better. You go into convincing mode. You think, I have to convince people that this is worth it. And even when it does work, it feels exhausting because you're carrying the weight that the meaning is supposed to hold. Meaning energizes. Transactions drain. So when I look at leaders over the last few decades that have had wild success, not the leaders who spike and then disappear, but the leaders who actually have long-term success, they don't rely on pressure. They don't rely on urgency, and they're not applying constant pressure to themselves or their customers. They are selling through conviction. They're clear on what they stand for, and who they are, why they do what they do, and who they're selling to. And I'm going to say this over and over and over again. When you're connected to your meaning, sales becomes an extension of leadership, and not performance. So when you focused on the meaning, sales becomes really authentic. It feels good. You don't run from conversations. You run toward conversations because the meaning is what drives the motivation. And then sales gets easier, more sustainable. Everyone's having a lot of fun. You don't focus on the numbers. You focus on the impact, and people stick around, not necessarily because their checks are so big or things are growing, but because it feels good, it feels safe, and it feels like impact. So if I go back to, hey, we're all CEOs of our own business. CEOs that are really empowered and really wise don't push through disconnection. They take that hint. They recognize that as a time to re-anchor. So while most people are asking, what should we do next? What should I do next? An enlightened, empowered CEO, that's you, is asking this question instead. And then you want to ask this question, what am I actually building now? You know, we use this term why all the time. And I think that, you know, oh, rediscover your why, rediscover your why. I think that's just become so cliche. People don't actually do the work. And I think that's why people get to a point where they need to ask themselves, what am I actually building now? Like in this moment today, in this year, I mean, I know why I started, but what am I building now? And when did I stop trusting myself, my judgment and my leadership? You need to ask yourself the question, what no longer fits, even if it still works? Because y'all, what's happened to some of you is you've just simply outgrown autopilot. For a long time, your business ran on autopilot and something changed. And now you have to get back in it. That's not a bad thing. It's the re-anchoring that's going to take you to your next depth, your next level of impact, and your next level of income. Really dig in and ask yourself, what would change if I led from meaning instead of momentum? You guys. This is the work most people skip. And I know I'm type A. I like to win. But I have to tell you, the longer I go recovering from the toxic hustle, the better it feels over on this side of the hustle. The work is so much more fun. It's energizing. You are going to love showing up for yourself, for your customers, for your prospects, for your community, right where you are. So when this episode ends, and this is going to be short, here's what I want you to do. I want you to promise me that you will take 15 uninterrupted minutes. I mean, no phones, no girlfriend chats, no scrolling, 15 uninterrupted minutes. Just you, a piece of paper, and your heart, and answer these three questions really honestly. Number one, what in my business still feels meaningful? Write that down. Write down everything in your business that still feels meaningful. If you need to have a tear or two about it because maybe you can't think of it or you've lost connection with it, it's okay. It's all still there. What in my business still feels meaningful? And there's a second part of this question. What doesn't? What doesn't feel meaningful anymore? Number two, where am I selling or showing up out of obligation instead of belief? That's a great question. And then number three, because this will take us right back where we need to be. If I led from meaning instead of momentum, what's one thing I would stop? What's one thing I would simplify? What's one thing I would change? That's it. No fixing anything. No planning anything. That's not the homework. The homework is just simply truth. Because when you can be truthful, you can restore meaning. And when you restore meaning, confidence starts to return and decisions become clearer. There's nothing better than grounded leadership. And this is going to take you there. This is what your next level of leadership requires. It doesn't require being louder. It requires more meaning and more depth. And yes, as we begin this year, I am interested in helping women do more. I'm interested in helping them lead better. And this season is not for my community about chasing or proving or starting over. It's about building what actually lasts. And that starts with meaning. So if this resonates, stay close. I mean, definitely listen to the podcast. Go ahead and click subscribe and leave a comment, leave a review. We would love that. Share this because this is how we're going to create community and growth. We're going to say no to hustling in 2026. And we're going to say yes to calm confidence. I'm excited to help you have a year, not necessarily of slowing down, but more impact and more meaning. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fix This, Grow Fast.